Hello there, welcome to the Match Day podcast, your audio guide to the game. Today we'll concentrate on the Reds' home fixture against relegation-threatened Norwich City. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV. I'm delighted to have James Tuck and Nathan Thomas from ManUnited.com in the studio with me today. And it's, to say the least, been quite a busy week for our journalists. You must be looking forward to, A, the game, and possibly the end of the season now.
Yeah, I think you always get to this kind of stage of the season. You're kind of looking forward to having a bit of a break from it all. But then as soon as it finishes, you're desperate for the football to start again. So
right.
It is a bit like that. But, yeah, it's been a busy week. And what was potentially a bit of a run-of-the-mill game is suddenly, you know, really exciting for everyone. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, were you thinking from a club media point of view, how do we talk this one up... Norwich at Old Trafford when we can't get in the Champions League and whatever, and now you're thinking, wow, there's so many elements to
it. Yeah, exactly. I think when we realised, you know, when it became absolutely crystal clear that we weren't going to get top four after the Everton defeat, you're kind of thinking, well, you know, it's going to be a bit of a damp squib end to the season. But, you know, now we've got, you know, Ryan Giggs' temporary charge and everyone's excited by that thought, and he's brought in two of his old teammates with him. So, you know, it suddenly becomes a really interesting game, and obviously Norwich are coming here with a lot to play for. They're trying to stay in the Premier League, so... And we want to end the season on a high. So, yeah, suddenly it's gone from a bit of a nothing game to a potentially exciting encounter.
I think the atmosphere will be great. I think it'll be lifted, won't it, Old Trafford? I imagine when Giggs walks out and skulls and butt and so on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think regardless of who left the club and who came in, you always get a lift from just a change of manager. But the fact that it's Ryan and he'll be accompanied by Nicky and potentially Paul Scholes, well, a bit of a really romantic sort of feeling around Old Trafford, I think. It'll be a great atmosphere and... Hopefully the change will lift the players and they can produce a performance to get the result.
Well, it's a battle of the interim managers, isn't it? Ryan Giggs and Neil Adams, who hasn't had the easiest of starts. Two games, two defeats. But and he might have been thinking, maybe United might have a struggle at Old Trafford. Now he's probably thinking, oh, no, Giggs is in charge. This is a nightmare for him.
I read a tweet from Jake Humphries, the BT Sport anchor, who's also a Norwich fan. He was saying, I think this is probably the worst news they could have had in the build-up to this game because, you know, feelings was low after the game on Sunday and everyone's on a down. But suddenly, you know, the sort of the change in mood is palpable and, you know, they'll suddenly not be relishing this trip if they were. They'll know that United's players will be keen to make a good impression on their new manager, and it suddenly becomes infinitely more difficult. And you know, and hopefully it'll be that way, and we'll get a good win that all the fans want.
Are you surprised Norwich are in this situation? Because they've got a shocking run in. Chelsea and Arsenal still to come. I think they finished 11th last season.
And now I suppose it's been a bit of a drop, but I think they've struggled away from home, and I think they are in a bit of trouble now. They're just above the bottom three, but with the likes of Chelsea and Arsenal as well as us in the running. They're gonna find it tough. I mean, they should be heartened by how they played against Liverpool.
Yeah.
They did pretty well there, but they still ended up losing. So, if, you know, they could produce four more performances like that and still end up losing. So, they're in a bit of trouble, but it's not for us really to worry about. We just want to go out there and compound their misery and get a result ourselves.
I think the concern for them as well is that, yes, he did give quite a good account of themselves against Liverpool, particularly in the second half, but, you know, that would have been an energy-sapping performance and they would have really had to work for that. So, you know, can they keep that going for one game and, you know, and they've got to do it again for another two potentially? It's, you know, the odds are really stacked against them, which obviously, as James says, helps us out.
Of course, we've struggled at home this season. Very good away from home. We've struggled at home. With these three home games in quick succession, Norwich, Sunderland and Hull, would that be a way just to end on a bit of a high at Old Trafford? Because we've had, unusually, a bit of a struggle here this year.
Yeah, I mean, before this week's events, we might have been a little bit worried about them, you know, in terms of how poorly we've played in a lot of games at home this season. But you'd think, especially if we could get a good result this weekend, that would give us a lift and we could, like you say, end on a high with three wins at Old Trafford.
I think you want to finish the season knowing that there's progress being made, and you know, usually, you know, the manager will make a speech, so Ryan will probably do that, and then a lap of honour. And you know, if we finish the season with three straight wins and three comfortable wins, then that obviously leaves a really good taste in the mouths of the fans, and knowing that going forward it's exciting, you know, we're not on a downer anymore, we'll go in places, and that's exactly how you want to feel. You don't want to be going into the summer having lost your last three games and uncertainty. You know, we want to finish positively.
Well, on that point, your hopes for the running, guys? I mean, would it be four wins and the Europa League? Or are you in the camp who think, no, we don't really want to be in the Europa League?
No, I'm definitely want to be in the Europa League. Obviously, we want to win the four games. And I think we're capable of doing that, even though the teams were, the couple of teams that we're playing against are really fighting for lives. I think we are capable of winning all four. And I definitely want to see us playing European football next season, because we shouldn't be taking European football for granted. We should, cherish these moments. It's not Champions League football, but Europa League's a different tournament. It's a new one that we've never won, and it's there to go out and try and win it.
I think, yeah, we need, Manchester United probably needs to be seen to be playing in Europe, even if it's not the top level we want to be. And, I can understand in some respects why people would say, it'd be best off missing out, because you look at the advantages that Liverpool have gained from that this season, and just having 3 weeks and being able to concentrate solely on the league, which, if that happened for us, it'd give us probably a much better opportunity of getting back to top four. But, yeah, you want players, our players, you want the club to be playing in Europe, and, that might be a thing that attracts players to come to us in the summer if we have got Europe, or we haven't got Europe. So, ultimately, a club like this, you want to be aiming for the highest possible place. So, in that case, yeah, four wins and as high as we can get from that, from those victories.
So, see you in Latvia in mid-June then, or something?
Or yeah, I'll see you there.
Are you happy with that?
yeah.
But this is built on European football, this club, isn't it? I mean, it's what a history we've got.
Yeah, exactly. And, a trip to Latvia in mid-June is a novel experience for everyone.
A lot of fans look at it like, if we do end up in the Europa League, it gives an opportunity to go and visit these sort of weird and wonderful places, which is part and parcel of being a football fan. So, if it comes that we get it, I'm sure the fans will embrace it, and there'll be 3,000 Reds going all over Europe as normal.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's now hear from inside the dressing room ahead of Ryan Giggs' first game in charge against the Canaries. Well, Pat, first of all, could you just sum up this week from a player's point of view?
It was a busy week, and we had a lot of disappointment, like all the year, lots of frustration. Yeah, it's been a bad week. It's been a bad week, and we lost against Everton. It's been a really tough week.
Strange to be in this situation with United when you had, a manager for so long, then a manager comes in for a short amount of time. It's strange times for
the club. It's the first time, even me ever, I've been in one club and the manager been sacked. It's really sad, but we have to move on. There's a new manager in place, called him Ryan Giggs, and we just have to make sure we stick behind Ryan, behind the new coach, because I think a lot of people still calling him Ryan Giggs, but he's the boss, he's the new boss, and to make sure we stick behind him and behind the club. We have a big game on Saturday, I always say, people say, yeah, you have nothing to play, but for me, when you play for Manchester United, even when it's a friendly game, you always have something to play, and especially now, because it's the first game for Ryan Giggs in charge. And for the fan, because our own record has been really bad this year, and try to make sure they don't go again frustrating after the game.
Have the players responded well to Ryan and to Scholes?
He's a natural. He was really natural. People will say, do you think he's weird? No, he's really natural. Because I always think, since I play for Manchester United, that kind of player, they're inspiring you. They're inspiring the young player, they're inspiring the senior player, and you can see people now will maybe try to fight more to them place to make sure, Ryan picked them for the team. And it's the respect. That was straight away, come on, the respect. Because it's someone from the club, someone win every trophy with this club, as a person, as a player, straight away you get that respect, and that's really natural. That's why I say it was not really weird to see Ryan Giggs to be the new manager.
So that's all for now. Thanks to Nathan and thanks to James. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. We'll see you again next week.